Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
99. I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now.
This is Karen Werner, and up next is a radio play I made as part of my Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellowship. The piece is called The Archive of Future Signals and is inspired by some of the works I included in the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, namely some of the radio plays. I love the way these radio plays bring the listener into a psychoacoustic world, weaving in humor, absurdity, and politics. So I decided to try out this Hörspiel form for myself. The Archive of Future Signals is about the abandoned FM spectrum in Norway, where I'm currently living. It's also about the politics of archives, a topic I've become interested in while selecting pieces for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, and reckoning with the apparent Eurocentric demographics of the genre. The Archive of Future Signals questions archives and the ways they reveal and conceal the past, present, and future of radio and radio art. So, welcome. My name is Karen Werner, and I'm one of the founders of the Archive of Future Signals. We've established our headquarters here in Bergen, Norway, because of the unique situation in Norway. As you may not be aware, in Bergen, Norway, we have no functioning FM spectrum. The country has switched to digital audio, so we have a really rich, abandoned infrastructure. The abandoned signals, otherwise known as noise, but we try not to use that word out of respect for the signals. So we'll go visit the signals as the first part of our tour, if you can follow me. So this is the archive's atrium. And this is where we provide refuge for Norwegian abandoned FM signals. We have a fundamental commitment to letting the signals be free range in the atrium. So they often float freely. It's temperature controlled, as you can feel, humidity and fog and mist. If you look up, I think I hear the 88.1 FM. What really helps the FM signals, what the best nutrients we have found, is actually to have an attentive listener in the atrium. So we have been recruiting local volunteers to come and listen to the signals. Oh, great, Maya's here.
Hi, welcome.
Maya's in charge of the atrium and taking care of all the signals.
All these signals, they've been just completely abandoned. Nowhere to go, actually. Yeah, so we tried to make a kind of a environment and a good place to be. Can we just have a look around? You know, they are quite diverse, and so I'm looking after them and trying to get to know everyone. You know, there was this little signal that had vanished just through this little glimpse here. This one is amazing. It's quite subtle, you know? They are trying to, like, maintain a kind of a quality, you know, if you don't sing, your voice is getting rusty, so it's a little bit like that. It needs to be maintained. But first of all, it's about how to get them into the space. And when they do, they might come sliding down from the top, or they might come from the ground, you never know. But I try to be aware. And when they come, try to listen. And then trying to see where they can go. So we have these different places around in this atrium. And just try to make some kind of groups that works together. And sometimes they just meet and merge in the middle somewhere.
Maya, thank you for joining us.
It was amazing that you could come. Thanks a lot.
We'll continue on our tour if you can come this way. So the Archive of Future Signals really emerged as a result of curating the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. I'm thinking and reading along the way about archives, learning a lot of suspicions about archives, archival silences. The ways in which archivists reproduce the cultures they come from. And an archive is a house of a ruler, according to the Greek etymology. Arche is the beginning, but it's also the law. As if what we declare as the beginning actually shapes the path forward, the law of the land, so to speak. So we're heading now to one of our rooms that has the boldest initiative to date, and that is establishing and maintaining a gap within the radio art archive. So we're learning how to insert gaps within the Radio Art Archive. Because of the power of archives.
Wrong key.
Inserting in there a space, an unoccupied space that resists being part of the narrative of the archive. Okay, so this is one of our main workspaces, currently being used by our fellow William, who is focusing his fellowship on developing a prototype of the archival gap, working in close collaboration with the abandoned FM signals who have partnered with us in this project.
Hi and welcome. My name is William and I'm a fellow here at the Archive for Future Signals. So what we have over here is the prototype of the archival gap that we are currently working on, collecting these empty signals, as you could call it, as a way to making space. So what we do with this prototype is simply that we take a very low frequency at a low volume, and this signal we insert into the archive. I'm actually ready right now to insert a signal, and you're very welcome to stay and watch. Okay, so what I'm doing here is that I'm prying the archive open with my fingers. And I'm taking a clamp here to sit. And that's to keep it open. And so now it's ready for the signal to be inserted, and for inserting the signal I use this tweezer, and it can be a little bit of fiddling process, but I take the tweezer here and take the signal and insert it here like that. There it goes. And that's it, really. And the incision usually takes right away. We might wait some time to see if it's stable, if the gap is stable, or if it eventually disappears into the air again. But we'll see about that.
Thank you, William, for showing us that.
You're welcome.
So that's it for the tour today of the Archive of Future Signals. I'm really glad that you could join us. Tusen takk, as we say in Norway. And feel free to linger in the gap, the archival gap. The Archive of Future Signals, a Hörspiel made by Karen Werner as part of the Wave Farm Radio Art Fellowship, with performances by Maya Orstad and William Kudel.
Here's the track Portent Signal Remapping from the 2021 album Losing Circles. This is Marcia Bassett, who also plays in Double Leopards, and Thomas DiMuzio.
Thank you.
That was Concrete Utopie from the artist Scanner from the 2021 album Trawl. Released January 29th, 2021, Yvette Janine Jackson's album Freedom comprises her groundbreaking radio operas Destination Freedom and Invisible People. The album features sleeve notes by acclaimed African-American cultural critic Gregory Tate with cover art by Nate Lewis. Here's the first of the two radio operas, Destination Freedom, which takes the listener inside a cargo hold of a tall ship transporting Africans to the Americas. The work was derived from Jackson's research into the oral histories of those born into slavery and unfolds in three intertwined scenes. The cargo hold of a tall ship transporting Africans to the Americas, a disorienting journey that traverses time, and the arrival into the weightlessness of outer space.
Thank you.
8609.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows Jess Speer and Karen Werner. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.